Well, apparently Sky has a bling ring going on in her neighborhood.
Oh, no.
You know, there's a string of break-ins that are going on in Sky's neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
And of course, when you're the neighborhood Karen, you're getting in there to solve the crime.
We ain't done yet. It's time for the P1 Podcast.
Fun's not over yet.
Completely uncensored and unfiltered, except for that part.
Looking for the after party with no way.
The show's after show starts now.
Well, we have been hearing about this for a few weeks now, where, you know, Sky gets consumed by things.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things that has all consuming to Sky.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, we sort of listen with one ear, you know, because we're nice. Mm-hmm. But really, we don't care.
Oh,
but,
that's not cool.
It's Sky's been telling us it's some South African crime spree. I don't even know. See, this tells you how much I'm listening. South American.
Nice. You already say more. You already know more than I do.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's South something.
Yeah. You guys are
South Central. I don't know.
You guys are supposed to be my best friends.
South Argentinian.
I
mean,
yeah, I don't. Argentinian. Some crime spree. That's
Southeast
been
San Diego.
Yes. Which is basically South Africa.
Okay. What? I don't think I said any
what
of these things.
What is it? South what?
So the word on the street, this is,
you're not on the street. So, I mean, how do you get the word?
Oh, okay. So the word in the news and on the apps is, this is
what
a South, the Next Door app.
Okay.
So this is a crime ring from South Africa.
Oh, it is South Africa.
Yes. Oh, yes. South
all right.
Africa.
I've been listening.
Look at you, Eddie.
Wow.
Good job.
From South Africa, and they have been hitting homes in the La Jolla.
Are they searching for cougarons?
Okay, no one's searching for cougarons. They've been hitting homes in the La Jolla area, but as well as other areas too, like Bay Park and PB and, you know, University City.
So the richer beach towns.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Just in that area, if you will. For probably about a year now, they.
How do they know it's South African?
I don't know.
Calling card?
That I don't
did
know.
They leave something?
Maybe.
I don't know if that's a rumor people started or if that was a piece of information that the police actually released about this. But yeah, this has been going on for
it's
about
gotta
a year.
It's got to be a rumor.
A what? Ooh.
It's got to be a rumor, right?
How do you come up with South African,
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's pretty wild.
Because
when you plug up a sink in a kitchen and let the water
then
get everywhere, then you obviously are
wet-bandits. I don't think South African.
Yeah.
No. What would South Africans do?
I don't know.
Well, no, I think the reason now
is Charlize Theron doing this?
No, I don't
South
know. Yeah. Dave Matthews also.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fun fact. You guys lived there for many years. So I think they said they knew this because there were reports of basically what they do after they get the stuff is they send it back to South Africa because a lot of it has to do with jewelry and like selling jewelry that's been stolen. And clearly it's harder to do that here in the U.S. than in other countries. So this has been going on for a year. It's like the same MO every single time. And they wait for you to leave for dinner, normally between like 4 and 8. And then they're watching you. You don't know they're watching you, but they're watching you. And as
like Marvin Harry.
Okay.
Well, they stoke out the house in their giant van. That how does no one notice that in a rich white neighborhood?
And there's no other cars on the road.
It was like a plumbing van.
Yeah.
So, you know, you imagine somebody's doing work.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
But it looks like there's somebody home. I'm not sure.
Okay.
There's, do one of the houses put up dummies with strings and play loud music and
Michael
then move
Jordan.
Around?
It's Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan's figuring out a record.
He's going around on there.
Oh, yeah. On the train.
Yeah. They should have. And so,
if you're worried about your house, Sky, I know a bunch of tricks you could do.
Get some micro machines, Sky.
Yeah. You could put ornaments underneath the windows.
That's what you do.
Brilliant.
But hope their shoes are off.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it won't do anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, hot, some sort of hot iron.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, have that thing ready to go on a string.
Yep.
But I just have a hot iron on a string around the clock?
Yes.
Make sure
you have to.
Okay.
Make sure one of the doors is ready to go with a fan so when they get tarred and feathered.
It's hilarious.
That could also stop them for
a
second.
You got to have a blowtorch too, which is pretty crazy.
And a bunch of glass ornaments on the floor so that they could step on them.
Yeah. I did already say that.
Okay. Damn it.
This all seems much more dangerous.
Do you have a tarantula?
No, I don't. No.
Tarantula?
I don't have a tarantula.
Do you have a rope swing?
No, I don't.
That you, they could
got to escape.
That they when you got to escape to the treehouse, and then they try to escape, you cut it.
Oh no, I don't.
Nail in your stairs leading down to the basement. Straight up.
We don't have a basement.
You're done,
son.
You're done, son.
You're done, son.
I don't want to be done, son.
No, it's not happening.
You're done, son.
Yeah, so they wait for people to leave for dinner. Then they just go around the back, and they go straight to the master bedroom. They break all the glass out.
They don't have a old movie on videotape that you hit play, and it sounds like he's got a gun shooting at you.
Yeah, an old gangster film.
Yeah.
No, because again, they don't know that people are trying to break in. They don't realize this is about to happen.
Okay.
Unlike Macaulay Culkin,
but
like
you know, you can be prepared though. That's why we're trying to help you.
You don't want to go. You don't want to go to the second floor of your house and throw paint cans at them.
I don't have a second floor of my house.
Oh, come on,
Sky.
How did a child measure that so perfectly
precise.
It was going to hit him right in the face.
Right in the face.
Very
that would be.
How do you climb up there and reach and tie it perfectly?
It's a lot of questions.
Face.
I don't understand that.
There are a lot of good questions, you guys. So yeah, they'll smash in the master bedroom. They go in there. They don't even open the door. They just break out the glass and go in there so the alarm doesn't go off most of the time. Okay. And they go in and they say they're in
you
and out.
Put ornaments underneath the window.
Okay. You really have to do that again.
I said that already.
You really had to do that?
Yeah.
You had to call that back? That's what we're doing.
Oh my God.
How does that make sense right now?
Oh no.
I'm sorry.
How does that make sense?
I'm sorry.
So within 5 minutes, this crew is in and out. They go straight for the master bedroom, money, jewelry, that's the thing. Google, La Jolla, crime
ring. What if you have a safe?
They normally try and rip it out.
They take the safe?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Saves time.
So they're like basically telling
how do they open it?
People in the La Jolla area, hide your stuff anywhere besides your master bedroom. Hide it in the garage. Hide it in the kitchen. Like, hide it wherever.
Hide your wives. Hide your children.
Yeah, hide all of them. Hide all of them because clearly the master bedroom is the spot, right? So this has been going on for like a year. Of course, anytime there's a news story, I'm heightened. I'm all about it. I'm sending links to my husband.
Oh,
you know.
Sending links
to
your
husband? He needs to know about the crime.
Well, luckily he's always home.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about
it. It would never happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be the one heating up the iron and tying it to a string.
Oh,
there you go.
And then putting the ornaments on.
There you go, putting
some
the ornaments
on his face.
Why is he so shocked? He's a 45-year-old man. He should
know
that.
That brood is strong.
Okay, it's very strong.
Very
okay.
strong.
All right. So yeah. So I've been all about it, and unfortunately, just found out that one of these happened the closest it's ever happened to my neighborhood, like in my neighborhood.
Oh my God.
This just happened.
Yeah. Yesterday, Sky found out about this.
Yeah.
And that was it. Sky was her. She was over. The show was over at
she
that
was
point
done
for her.
Son.
Yeah,
it was
she
wild.
She was done. Son.
She was glued to her phone. I was kept
Lots
trying to show her stuff on my phone that she was like semi pretending to be caring about, but she wasn't. She was just looking at her text and feverishly texting. Who are you texting?
There's a lot of people I was texting
once
the news broke and everybody found out what was going on. Texting with multiple neighbors as well as sending texts to my husband. He wasn't responding to them, which
how dare he?
Was he hiding?
Does he know who you are?
Yeah, I had so many thoughts. I had so many thoughts.
Didn't you tell me
is he a part of the ring?
You wrote 911 on one of them?
I said, this is important.
Oh, this is important. An emergency.
I mean, come on.
Like, I wanted to talk to him.
Why?
I wanted to
What's
know.
He going
to
do?
I want him to know. I want me to know. I want people to start.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, what's he going to do?
I don't know. We got to do stuff. We got to go through ring camera footage.
What
Who
the
knows?
Hell are you talking
Maybe
about?
They drove by when our camera picked it up.
In the plumbing van?
Can't
catch him that way.
Yeah.
So this has turned out, of course, to be a horrible thing. But you know how sometimes they say when tragedy happens, it opens your life for like a bigger purpose?
What? I don't.
It stings in the beginning, but after a while you grow and you realize, wow, this.
But you have nothing to do with this.
Well, I'm in talks to head up a neighborhood watch committee.
Oh my God.
Sky.
Well, honestly, is there anybody better than
Thank
the
you
biggest
for saying that.
Busybody of the neighborhood?
I think this is a massive mistake.
We
for
don't
the
need to use the word busybody.
You think so?
Yeah, because she's going to think that she's an actual police officer.
Oh, you could be right.
And it's going to
get
her in a
Mexican,
lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Like, don't go in
don't
the neighborhood, bro.
She'll get on a crazy power trip.
She will call the cops.
What are you talking about?
Just a heads up.
Yeah. So
this FedEx delivery driver looks a little suspicious. Maybe Hispanic?
Okay, I don't know why.
911. Yeah, that's how you roll. Yeah.
Wait, and what are you going to do as a neighborhood watch person? What are you going to do? You have no strength. You cannot run anybody.
You are feeble.
Okay, I'm not a security guard. I'm the head of neighborhood watch.
But what are you going to do?
First of all, I'm going to organize our community.
Oh,
I am going to call a meeting.
But everybody hates you.
I'll make it a potluck. That's not true.
Oh, okay.
I'll make it a potluck. I'll have a little neighborhood meeting, and we'll all get together to get on the same page. And
your
then,
page.
And then.
Yes, exactly.
We're either going to get a nice text thread, or maybe I need to research an app or something.
You're already on the Nextdoor app. What do you need?
It's too wide. We need to narrow it down to
isn't the Neighborhood Watch app like kind of what you're doing anyway? It's just a place where everybody can chit-chat and exchange ideas. And
well, no, I'm on like 5 different threads with different neighbors.
Why?
We need one group so we can all be together.
Man, you are nosy.
Yeah, so nosy.
See something? Say something.
Okay.
Right there.
Your motto?
That is going to be my motto, because the guy who invented that just...
Like, this is almost a Karen's dream come true.
Yep. It is.
Okay, can you stop calling me a Karen?
But that's what you are.
No, I care. I'm watching.
Karen. Yes, you are Karen.
There it is.